Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said and replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the little world shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Quo vadis is a Latin word for "where are you going?" I bet many of you have visited Rome. Outside the old wall of Rome, there's a little place called Quo Vadis. According to tradition, because Peter was so afraid of persecution, so he tried to escape. He went out of the walled city, and then the voice come, "Peter, quo vadis? Peter, where are you going?" Then he remember, some time ago, Jesus told him, "Peter, do you love me?" And he said three times, "Yes, Lord, I know, I love you. Maybe by that time you remember his promise. So we go back. Conversion at times, you have to go back, not go up, go in front. Go back in a sense. Go back to the spirit, not to the flesh. You remember once when Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, then he told Jesus, "Stop, don't go." What Jesus said to him, "Satan, go to my back, because you just listen, you're thinking of man's mind, but not God's." You see, this is important. At times, before the flesh, more than the spirit. Conversion means go back to the spirit. God made us originally in his image, Blessed Trinity. We forgot. Saul was a scholar. He saw that the Christians are really doing something bad for the religion. So he got the permit to keep them in the jail. On his way to Damascus, there was a voice. It's a light. Stop him. He fell to the ground. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you? Who are you? I'm the Lord that you are persecuting. I'm the Jesus. Then he said, what I'm going to do? You see, conversion means humility. Seek first the kingdom of God and it will be given to you all things. So he asks, what I can do? Jesus asks, go down the street. Someone will tell you what you are going to do. You have to humble himself. He's a biblical scholar. He asked some old man to tell him what to do. No way. Unless you have humility. So to follow Jesus is always very important. Go back to the original place where it is the divine love. If the love, you have no conversion. If the humility, you won't go ahead. You're stuck there. So just I want to remind you, on the 25th of June, the message of Our Lady, perhaps reflect something on this feast day. Eh? He said that you guys, just sleeping of your unbelief. Just listen. Dear children, give thanks with me to the Most High for my presence with you. Quote my word for the last 30 years. My heart is joyful watching the love and joy in the living of our messages. Very simple. Read the gospel. Receive Holy Communion. Make your confessions regularly. Of course, attend Mass, etc. Simple. But what he said, many of you have responded. But I wait for and seek all the hearts that have fallen asleep to awaken from the sleep of unbelief. You see, until 30 years, still our Heavenly Mother, Gospel, still waiting patiently. Don't think, at times we say the missionaries, so Our Lady is very sad. Yes, very sad. But all the time, she's always calm because she lives in God. Nothing disturbed her. You too. Follow her. Don't be disturbed by earthly things. Our Heavenly Mother is always calm. As a mother, she always smiles. Not only to Jesus, to all of you. She's waiting. She's waiting. Seeking. We are not somebody. We are her child. John, in our name, take her to our home. Will you invite her to your home, to your heart? Little children, draw even closer to my Immaculate Heart so that I can lead all of you toward eternity. This is more important. Thank you for having responded to my call. I hope that all of us really responded to this call of real conversion to the love of God, and especially to the love of your neighbor. No exception. No exception. Jesus loves all. We too.